Once upon a time, nearly 30 years ago, I embarked on a daring trip. I joined an expedition of 75 people traveling by jeep and motorcycle from Portugal in southern Europe to the country of Angola in southern Africa, a distance of around 4,200 miles. After months of planning and preparation, vaccinations, and obtaining visas for 13 countries, we set out in April 1992. But just after we'd crossed the border from Algeria into Mali on the southern flank of the Sahara Desert, our trip took a very bad turn. As we drove through a narrow valley with sandy hills on either side, six men emerged from the scrub brush, their faces wrapped in scarves, and raised Kalashnikov submachine guns over their heads. They stopped us in our tracks, and over the next hour, they went from jeep to jeep, stripping us of cash, cameras, and anything else they wanted. Meanwhile, other people came and started driving our jeeps away. Among our possessions, there was one item we absolutely needed to hold on to, our satellite phone. If the bandits took that phone from us, we would be stranded. It was our lifeline. Somehow we hatched a plan. Working in coordination with one another, communicating entirely by glances and head tilts, we managed to smuggle the satellite phone, wrapped in a sleeping bag, from jeep to jeep, ahead of the bandits. Then, at a critical moment, we snuck it around and past them into a jeep they had already searched. No small feat, given that the satellite dish was the size of a small coffee table. When the bandits finally departed, we used the phone to call for help. Days later, the Portuguese government came and airlifted us to safety. So why introduce the Book of Pride, a collection of interviews with LGBTQ heroes, with this story? Because as this book came together, I often thought of that satellite phone and that terrifying moment in the desert. That phone was the most precious thing in the universe. Hidden inside a sleeping bag, it was like a treasure with life-saving ramifications that needed to be salvaged, protected, and moved from one location to another. So also are the stories in the Book of Pride. The people who have lived these stories are mortal. The force advancing on them is not desert outlaws, but time. Now, as never before, their stories need to be saved, protected, and moved to a new location, the hearts and minds of people who will carry their legacies and their mission forward. In 2016, I created a project called Outwards to collect, treasure, and share these stories, and this book is our first transmission device. As I type these words, a thin gold band encircles my left ring finger. 6 years ago, my husband Jay and I got legally married in our home state of California. 2 years later, the U.S. Supreme Court made marriage equality the law of the land. The morning after that historic decision, I picked the Los Angeles Times up off our driveway and went to breakfast at a local cafe. I ordered coffee, opened the newspaper, read the headlines, and started crying. I was so happy. Glancing around, a little embarrassed, I saw a man and woman watching me. They could see the headlines. They were smiling. They were happy too. Love is love.